From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his final foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, now President-elect Trump has suggested he would disengage from Asia, saying TPP was not in the best interest of America. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN data show nearly half of those fleeing their homes in Mosul are children. Women, girls, and female-headed households who make up much of the rest often are survivors of sexual and other human rights abuse. Spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says people trying to reach safety encounter many dangers along the way.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is VOA News. The official Saudi press agency says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The coalition said in a statement that the truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. This week, President-elect Donald Trump will continue talks with prospective candidates. Top positions within his administration on this Saturday, Mitt Romney, a former Republican presidential candidate who has been critical of Trump, is expected to meet with him. Romney has been mentioned as one of the potential picks for Secretary of State. Mr. Trump has already picked Senator Jeff Sessions to become his Attorney General, Congressman Mike Pompeo as Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as his National Security Advisor. Former CIA and National Security Agency head General Michael Hayden says the new job will challenge Flynn.
I do think most of his life experience has been at the tactical level, where he has been incredibly successful in the fight against terrorism.
Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Thousands of anti-government protesters marched in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, Saturday, demanding the resignation of its prime minister over his alleged involvement in a multi-billion-dollar misappropriation scandal. The demonstration is unlikely to lead Najib Razak's resignation, and he has so far weathered the crisis, consolidating power by cracking down on dissenters and curbing media groups and activists. Egypt has sentenced the chief of the Journalist Union and two of the group's members to 2 years in prison for harboring fugitives. The ruling has been handed down against union head and two other journalists who were allowed to pay a $615 bail pending an appeal. The charges stem from a police raid earlier this year on the union's headquarters to arrest two journalists wanted for their protest against the Egyptian president's decision to transfer Egyptian sovereignty over two strategic Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The World Health Organization says that the Zika virus is no longer posing a threat to the world public health emergency, but did stress the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease. Dr. David Hyman is the chairman of the WHO's Emergency Committee on Zika. Brazil, which has seen the worst of the Zika crisis, said Friday it would maintain its emergency status. More than 2,000 babies have been born with microcephaly since last year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.